Do you know what the date is?
Look, you know, it escapes me.
It's the 16th of August. That's a fact. And well, it depends where you are in the world, actually. And joining us to share some things about this day in history is breakfast producer Tim Sutherland. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Interesting. I've never been in the room with both of you before. It kind of feels like I'm being interrogated. I'll tell you everything I know about this day in history. You don't have to use any unsavory methods.
That's me punching my fist.
Great
sound. And then
effect.
Ian's the nice guy.
I don't think we've been in a room with you with such a fresh haircut before either, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, what have you learned about today and tell us everything?
Well, we've got a few juicy ones today. Nice mix of a few cultural events and a couple of little political intrigue ones to keep things interesting.
All right, let's start from the beginning. What have we got?
So today we're actually celebrating a double birthday. We've got director James Cameron, born in 1954, and pop star Madonna in 1958. Cameron's directed a number of big films, most notably Titanic and Avatar, which, depending on the inflation metric that you use, are actually the two highest grossing films ever to hit cinemas. And funnily enough, the guy who created these films early in his career was so poor that he had to steal bread and eat scraps from the hotels that he stayed at.
Oh,
so
wow.
Really, there's hope for anyone if he can go from that to where he is now today.
There you go.
And I'm sure almost everyone's familiar with Madonna, but one fun fact I found about her, she hates the color orange. Absolutely
with
hates
a passion?
Yep, can't stand it. Well, livid.
Ah, if I was friends with her, I'd do some practical jokes.
Well,
I don't know, fill her fruit bowls with oranges.
What if she hates it so much that would actually send her into some kind of rage, though? You wouldn't want to mess with her. I wouldn't want to mess with an angry Madonna.
Oh, well, there you go. And hate might be a strong word to use about a poor colour. What's up next, though?
So on this day in 1960, Cyprus became independent from the United Kingdom after 4 years of war and revolt. And then in 61, the next year, Cyprus became the 99th member of the United Nations. So, you know, go Cyprus. They've come far. And then the year after that, in 62, Pete Best was discharged as the drummer of the Beatles, soon to be replaced by Ringo Starr, which obviously turned out to be a pretty good decision given the band's history after that point.
Well, who could imagine the Beatles without Ringo?
No, not
I. Frankly.
Not
I mean, some people say he was a boring drummer, but, you know, a lot of people are going back to the way he played drums. Mm.
I think his nose Clear. Lent a lot of personality to his drumming role as well.
Yeah, and he kind of kept it simple but on, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like both Cyprus and the Beatles took a big step in finding their true selves.
That's a very astute Whoa-hoo. Observation, Jenny. Very deep, getting deep here. Moving on to sadder news, today in 1977 was the day Elvis Presley was found dead in Memphis. After his triumphant career as a rock and roll star, Elvis died on the bathroom floor of heart failure, thought to be closely linked to both his drug and eating habits.
I don't believe you, Tim.
Oh,
really?
Well, I only bring the facts here, although there is some contention over the cause of death, with some, possibly Ian included, even believing that Elvis faked his own death so that he could retire in peace, because obviously after his career that was never going to happen normally, which, you know, it's a bold move. And at any rate, the legacy of his brief career has lived on, and he's still a favourite of rock enthusiasts across the world.
Mm. It's a shame he left us so soon, but, you know, the rock and roll lifestyle does catch up to you.
Yeah.
One more piece of history.
Well, this is quite recent history. On this day in 2012, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was granted political asylum by Ecuador. WikiLeaks, as some might know, is an organization which publishes secret information and leaked news, which earned Assange quite a bit of ill will from governments around the world, to put it lightly. Assange has been hiding out in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for nearly 5 years, and his fate's still kind of hanging in the balance.
Gosh, has it really been 5 years?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, obviously recently there was the finding that, you know, it's all illegal, that he should be allowed to leave and all this sort of thing. But
it's all legal?
It's illegal, you know.
Yeah, the way they were treating him.
Wow. Yeah.
But they've still never had any clarification that this grand jury that the Americans deny that they've opened into him won't try and grab him if he leaves.
It's one of those things, isn't it? It's been so important that we've had so much of the information that's been revealed on that website. Mm. I can see why governments would be a bit freaked out, though.
Yeah.
And it was interesting early this year when Malcolm Turnbull visited Britain and met their Prime Minister that they didn't actually have a chat about it. But because he is still an Australian citizen. And,
oh, right.
Well, they mightn't like him. I thought it was the duty of governments to advocate for the freedom of their citizens if they're being detained illegally. Depends by whom, I suppose.
Mm. Now, Tim Sutherland, you've mentioned Elvis. You've also mentioned the Beatles. What should we cap this off with?
I'm going to have to err on the side of Elvis this time. We're going to play one of my favourites, Heartbreak Hotel.